We've been discussing for the last couple of days the lav, the lavim of los achmod, los esaveh. You shouldn't covet, you shouldn't want other people's stuff. We've been discussing how is it the Torah expects you to control your feelings, your emotions, not to want other people's things. We mentioned several perspectives. Sefer HaChinuch just sternly tells you, yes, the Torah expects you to control your emotions, deal with it, and make sure you control yourself. Discussed the Ibn Ezra, who has a philosophical, theological approach that you should understand that Hashem doesn't want to give it to you, that it's not for you, it shouldn't be for you. Compares it to a peasant wanting the princess or wanting to fly. He's not crazy. He knows that doesn't mean anything. It's not possible. We also discussed several other achronim mentioned by the Stechemet who say that even los esave, even the law of los esave, which is merely b'machshava, which is merely in your head without any action, it only means, they bring the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that los esave is that kivan shechasha belibo heichikne davar zeh. You thought, you don't just want it. You start planning and plotting how to get it. That's los esave. And they say it's impossible to say that the mere taiva by itself without any actual planning or plotting is going to be aser. Muktim and adas, they say. How can it be that the Torah would forbid such a thing? That can't be. It must be that there's some level of active planning. That's what the Torah is forbidding. Other than that, they seem to be saying it's just impossible. It's not reasonable the Torah would forbid such a thing. One last point is that even if you say los esave is simply b'machshava, and even if you say that it doesn't involve plotting, there's one other idea which I've seen in one or two contemporary poskim. It doesn't mean a fleeting thought, oh, I want that, that looks delicious, that I wish I had a car like that. That's not los esave. Los esave is, the Rambam's other languages, v'nifta libo b'davar, the Chinuch has language, koveya b'machshavto, several times he says, you're koveya, you fix it, you establish it. So I've seen poskim who say, it doesn't mean it's a simple instinctive want. It means you dwell on it, you allow it to take over, you focus on it, you obsess over it. Exactly where to draw the line, I don't know, but we find similar things in other areas of halakha too. The Chazal talk about hir hur ra, you shouldn't have bad thoughts. Again, everyone has bad thoughts sometimes, but the idea is when you have them, you're supposed to say, the Torah doesn't want me to have these thoughts, I'm going to stop thinking about it. But the initial thought for a second for similar things we discussed in the Staklos, a similar ideas. Again, the Torah knows you're a human being, but it means not to obsess, not to let it take over, not to, again, what the definition is, where to draw the line, I'm not sure. But there are, I've seen at least one or two contemporary poskim who understand the lav lo sisava also means a deeper level than a simple instinctive wanting something when you first see it. Moving on to the Rush says, Chaf Aleph, Al Yidaber Benetilos Yedayim Levirchas Hamotzi. One should not speak between washing your hands and making the bracha on bread. Yaktim shalom l'chal adam, he should be the first one to greet people he meets. Talking between Atilas Yadayim and eating bread, there is, I think, a little bit of a misconception that's common. People treat it more machmer than they need to be. People treat it, not necessarily bad, but a person should know the halacha. People treat it as a din hefsik, a real hardcore hefsik, like we find between hamotzi and eating, or between Atilas Yadayim and washing. That's a real din hefsik. You say even a word or two, if it's not Torah Chasuda, you have to make a new bracha. That's a real problem. Talking between Tilas Yadayim and benching, you shouldn't do it. There actually are two shitas, whether a little bit of talking is okay, chatchila, it is okay, it's not okay. Either way, it's not going to be b'dieva, not going to be a problem, unless you're Mesiach Das. And talking with Torah Chasuda, Mishnah Berurah says, is definitely Mutar L'Kuli Alma. Most people don't seem to want to do this, even Talmidei Chachamim. I'm not sure if there's a minhag not to do it. I frequently do. Maybe I shouldn't. But I frequently will tell somebody, "Pass the salt, please," or "Please pass me the rolls." Just this Shabbos, actually, I had an interesting discussion with a friend of mine. It was Shal Shudis, and I asked somebody at the table after I'd washed. I said, "Please pass me the rolls." So he passed me the rolls. So I said, "Thank you." So afterwards, my friend challenged me, and he said, "I understand that asking someone to pass you the rolls, that's Torah Chasuda." Saying thank you, it's good midas, I guess, it's polite, but who said that that's Tzara Chasuda? So I actually don't...
Kasha on the word please also, if you want to get asked
kashas. Right, okay, so please, right. So I guess you can ask please too. I guess please, I thought, was part of the bakasha. It's just, right, maybe you can ask him please too.
Thank you is too.
So I don't know. My inclination was still to say that it was all part... That since you see it's not a real din hefzik, it's just an idea of hesek hadas, or you shouldn't do more than tzarek suda. I'm not an expert on these halachas. My inclination was that thank you is fine. I don't actually know the sugya well. I don't have proof one way or another.